Hare Krishna. Welcome back to the Mahabharata character series. We are discussing the life of Bhishma, and we finished the discussion of the Battle of Virat and how Bhishma refused to let Duryodhana again use the dates as a tactic to reject their claim to the kingdom. So after the Virat battle, the Kurus being defeated return back to Hastinapur, and the Pandavas return back to Virat's kingdom and court, where he honored them profusely. And then Virat's daughter Uttara was married to Arjuna's son Abhimanyu, and thereafter the peace messengers were sent. First Drupada sent his, Drupada had come there, and Drupada's Brahmin advised minister was sent, his chief Brahmin was sent as a peace messenger. Then Dhritarashtra sent Sanjay as a peace messenger, requesting peace but not offering any kingdom. Then Krishna himself went as a peace messenger. So at this time, Bhishma very strongly counseled Dhritarashtra. First he tried to speak sense to Duryodhana, but when he didn't, he saw that Duryodhana was not ready to see any sense, then he spoke to Dhritarashtra and told him that if you don't get peace, then if you don't work for peace, then the whole dynasty will be destroyed. There is no chance of victory against the Pandavas. So, while these all discussions were going on, the various kings were taking sides because more or less the war seemed inevitable. And Duryodhana chose very gleefully the Narayan Sena, leaving aside Narayan. And Bhishma came to know about this. Bhishma realized this was in consonance with Duryodhana's character and materialistic mentality, where he valued the world and its resources more than God. And he told him that without Krishna, with Krishna on the opposite side, there is no chance of victory for you. That then he again requested him, have peace. When Krishna came as a peace messenger, as a Shanti Dut, at that time Duryodhana first suggested that Dhritarashtra suggested that they offer him choice gifts and flood him with such a glorious reception that he would become amenable to their cause, and then there would be peace on their terms. And their terms were that they would not give any kingdom to the Pandavas. So Duryodhana said, I don't think this will work, but I have another plan. And he spoke his plan. And when Keshava comes over here, he will be unarmed and unprepared. We will arrest him. And if we arrest him, then with him out of the war, the scales will tilt dramatically in our favor. And the Pandavas will be so grief-stricken that they will lose their morale to fight also. When he spoke this, the whole assembly gasped. And Bhishma was infuriated. He said, what you are contemplating is immoral beyond words. First of all, it is the time-honored Kshatriya code that a messenger is never to be harmed. Because the messenger doesn't intend any harm. The messenger, the Duta, is always to be honored. And all the more so when the messenger is as respectable as Krishna. First of all, he's our relative. He's our well-wisher, and he's such an exalted person. What you're contemplating is too terrible beyond words. And Bhishma said, I cannot hear this anymore. I will be no part of this. And he strode out of the assembly in silent fury after that. Of course, Duryodhana, because of his attachment, did not pay any attention to all this and continued with his evil plans. And we will discuss, when we are talking about Duryodhana, how his plan was foiled by Krishna's displaying the Virat Rupa. But here we are discussing how Bhishma did whatever he could to stop Duryodhana from his evil ways. But Duryodhana was set in his stubborn obstinacy. And then finally the time of the war came. And then when the two armies were assembled right in front, at that time, this is the time in the Bhishma Parva. The Bhishma Parva is the longest parva among the war parvas. So the till now what we have discussed is now the first five parvas. The Adi Parva, where the Pandavas are born and then they come to Hastinapur, the Vana Parva where they are exiled, sorry, the Sabha Parva where they lose in the gambling match and they are exiled, the Vana Parva where they stay in exile, then the Virata Parva where they stay in Agyatvas, that's where the Virat war happens, and the fifth is the Udyog Parva where the Pandavas industriously try for peace. Then with the battle begins is the Bhishma Parva, and right at the in the Bhishma Parva before the war starts there is the Bhagavad Gita spoken, 18 chapters. So chapters 23 to 40 or chapters 25 to 42 depending on the recension of the Mahabharata. Recension means sometimes the chapters are classified differently and accordingly depending on how the chapters are named, the now chapter numbers are sometimes different. So variations in scripture because based on slight differences in manuscript are called as recensions. So now when the war is about to start, the Bhagavad Gita describes Duryodhana trying to diplomatically incite Drona to fight very strongly, saying that tava putrena dhimata, your son, tava shishyena dhimata, that it is your disciple who has expertly arranged for the Kaurava to be faced by the Pandavas. He is referring to Dhrishtadyumna being trained by Dronacharya, despite Dhrishtadyumna being ordained to be the killer of Dronacharya. And he was doing all these diplomatic to and fro's, trying to incite Drona while also pleasing him, trying to encourage Bhishma while also encouraging everyone else. And while he was doing all this, Bhishma felt that Duryodhana, all this diplomacy is not going to work. The time for action has come, so let us fight. Tasya sanjana en harsham kuru vriddha pitamaha sihanadam vinadyochai shankham dadmau pratapavan. The Bhagavad Gita says tasya sanjana en harsham. So Bhishma blew his conch shell too, and this sound of the conch shell which indicated the readiness and the eagerness for the war to begin, it increased the jubilance of Duryodhana. Kuru Vriddha Pitamaha, the grandfather, grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, he was elderly, but still he had tremendous power. And Simhanadam Vinadyochai. So Simhanadam, it was like a roar of a lion. Shankham Dadmau Pratapavan, the valiant grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, blew his conch shell. So he is glorified in two ways, Simhanadam and Pratapavan. So valiant Pratapavan, Sihanadam, like a lion. This was Bhishma. And then as they were about to start shooting, then Arjuna requested Krishna to bring both the sides in between. And as they were about to start fighting, Arjuna lost heart. And in the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. And because the shooting had not yet started, the commander stopped. Bhishma told, held his hands up, told, stop. And everyone stopped. And then Bhagavad Gita was spoken, and then Arjuna became ready to fight. And then, just as the fight was about to start, at that time, Yudhishthira suddenly got down from his chariot and went towards the Kauravas, unarmed. Single. Everybody in the Pandava side was shocked. But Yudhishthira went to ask for blessings, and he went to every one of the elders, and we'll discuss this incident more in detail, but right now we'll focus on Bhishma. And he went up to Bhishma and he offered his obeisances to Bhishma and he said, I'm about to fight, please bless me. So Bhishma had tears in his eyes. He couldn't but contrast the humble, gentle, respectful demeanor of Yudhishthira with the harsh, obstinate, impudent behavior of Duryodhana. It is so sad that he had to fight against Yudhishthira instead of for Yudhishthira. He raised his hand in blessings and he said, oh Yudhishthira, if you had not come to seek blessings, I would have cursed you for to be defeated. But my heart has been touched. Ask for some blessing from me. You know, except for the blessing of fighting against you, fighting for your side, I'll give anything. And here Bhishma speaks a very enigmatic verse. He says, that actually money is not the slave of anyone, but everyone is the slave of money. And because I am bound by the money of the Kauravas, I have to fight on their side. So here actually Bhishma is expressing his humility. You know, a devotee doesn't want to brag about the special services that the devotee has been doing. So that's why he doesn't say that Krishna has asked me to fight against you so that he can experience Virya Rasa. There are multiple levels of understanding, and we'll discuss about Virya Rasa later. But here Bhishma takes the humble position and he says, actually he was fighting on their side because of the reason that we discussed earlier, because he had taken a vow to protect the Kuru, ruling Kuru monarch, and because he had also been inspired by the Lord to demonstrate the principle that anyone who goes against the Lord, no matter how powerful the person may be, will be defeated. But he did not speak this out of his humility, feeling that he was not able to assist the Pandavas in the virtuous cause. He ascribed his unwillingness to his bondage to wealth. So that is actually a very superficial reason, because Bhishma was the elder in that family. And it was not that he was bound by their wealth. He had actually taken care of all of them. But anyway, as they went forward, as this conversation went forward, Pandavas, Yudhishthira felt like their heart was breaking, that they had to fight against their venerable grandsire. And when he said, ask for some blessing, so Yudhishthira said, you know, it is our duty that we have to fight against you, grandsire, but no one in the world can ever defeat you. So how is it possible that we will ever be able to overcome you? Bhishma stood firmly in his chariot with his bow in his hand. He said, as long as my weapons are raised aloft, nobody can overcome me. And as long as I am fighting on the side of the Kauravas, there is no way you can win. So try at most to defeat me. But know that how I will be defeated, the time has not yet come for me to be defeated. So how I will be defeated, ask this question to me at another time later, and I will tell you at that time. So the Pandavas left. And Bhishma said, I'll bless you, although I cannot fight for you, but I'll bless you and pray for your victory. So this is the extraordinary nature of this war, that their hearts were on the side of the Pandavas. This happened with Bhishma, this happened with Drona also, and even to Krupa also. But Bhishma had to fight on the side of the Pandavas. And then when the war started, the first day Bhishma was utterly unstoppable. He just charged around the war field, and he seemed to be like a fire that was consuming dry wood. Wherever he went, the Pandavas' ranks just shrank, fled or were killed. So finally Abhimanyu came, and all the warriors had been on both sides had been assigned different warriors to fight with. But Bhishma broke the ranks. He was alone overcoming the Pandava warriors. So Abhimanyu came and he heroically fought against Bhishma. And he fought so fiercely that Bhishma was completely checked. And then as Bhishma was checked, Shalya came to assist Bhishma. Actually, before the war started, one more important incident had happened, because of which Karna was no longer in the war fray. So before the war started, Duryodhana asked Bhishma to assist the warriors on both sides. Actually, he wanted to make sure that Bhishma would be firmly committed to his side. So he told Bhishma that you become my commander. And of course, Bhishma was the foremost warrior, and he was also in age the senior most. So it was natural that he would become the commander. But to seal his commitment, Duryodhana also, another motive was his, because of which he ordained him as the commander. And then he told him, please tell me the strengths of both the sides. And he started assessing both the parties, and he told them that actually, it is at this time he told the whole story of Shikhandi, how he was ordained to kill. And he said that, I will not fight against Shikhandi. If he raises weapons, I will not counter the weapons, because I see him for what he was in his previous life, that is the woman Amba, and therefore I will not fight against her. He said, I will fight only according to the codes of Kshatriya. And Bhishma and Drishtadyumna met before the war and they both agreed that they will fight according to the Kshatriya codes. But Drishtadyumna was perceptive. He knew that the Kauravas would not hesitate to stoop to low means to achieve their ends. So he told that we will not be the first to violate the Kshatriya codes. But if the Kauravas violate the Kshatriya codes, then we will not hesitate to violate in retaliation. Bhishma agreed. So while assessing the armies, Bhishma reminded that everybody should fight by fair means. And he told that on the side of the Kauravas, there was himself, Drona, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Bahalika, Shalya, Krutavarman, all of them were Maharathas. And he said, Duryodhana, you are also a formidable mace warrior. Dushasana is also a great warrior. And while he was assessing all this, he came to talk about Karna. And he said, normally Karna was also considered Atiratha. So there is Maharatha and there is Atiratha. And then below these is Ardharatha. So he said Karna is an Ardharatha because he has lost his Kavacha, which has been taken away by Indra. We'll discuss that story later. And also because he has been cursed by a Brahmin as well as by Parshuram. Now, these stories we'll discuss when we talk about Karna. So therefore, he doesn't have much power and therefore he's Atiratha. When Karna heard this, he just leapt up in fury. He just couldn't tolerate. He said, what wrong have I done that you are always demeaning me like this? Why are you always deriding my prowess? I have always offered you respect and I always desire the good of Duryodhana. He said, then he got even more angry. And he said that I believe that you are actually the enemy of the Kauravas in the guise of their friends. By assessing the various warriors in this way and by deriding some warriors, you are creating dissension in the forces. And by creating dissension, you are in this way undermining our party's unity. And then Karna just got carried away in his anger and he said further that, you know, I can win against the whole Kaurava Pandava army, but when I fight and win by my strength, the credit when a war is won doesn't go to any individual warrior, it goes to the commander. And because you have discredited me in this way, therefore I don't want to give you credit for the victory that I attain. Therefore, as long as you are on the battlefield, I will not fight. Duryodhana was disturbed to hear this from Karna, but he also understood Karna's Kshatriya pride. And Duryodhana was calculatively thinking, Karna or Bhishma? He felt that Bhishma was far more experienced and Bhishma was far more expert. And he knew that Karna's commitment would always be there by his side. Now, if he chose Karna now, then Bhishma would go away and Bhishma would not come back. But if he chose Bhishma, afterwards Karna would be there for him later. So he did not speak anything against Bhishma. And Karna said, I will not fight. So Bhishma got angry as Karna was going on his harangue like this. So Bhishma said, from the day you have appeared in the Kuru kingdom, you have brought inauspiciousness. Indeed, the whole Kuru dynasty has suffered one reversal after another since your appearance. And he said, I knew that this war was going to come and it is going to be a great calamity, and to take care of the Kaurava warriors and the Kaurava army is the responsibility that I have shouldered. And therefore, while doing this responsibility, I have no desire to sow dispute. And it is only because I desire the well-being of the Kaurava army that you live right now. He said, after the words that you have spoken, I can challenge you to war right now. Although I am old still, I can quench your desire for war and finish you right now. So Duryodhana got alarmed and he got up. And he says, please calm down. Oh, son of Ganga, please calm down, Karna. He says, I need both of you. Please, the war is to be fought with the enemies, not among all of us. And Duryodhana very diplomatically calmed them down. And then after that, later on, Bhishma warned warned Duryodhana again. He said that among the Pandavas, Yudhishthir, although he is not so powerful as a warrior, but his strength is in virtue. He is a Maharatha. And he says, Bhima is filled with enormous power right from his birth. And he is now even more powerful because of his anger. You should be especially careful of him. And he said, Arjuna is the foremost warrior. He has performed great austerities. He has attained heavenly weapons on top of the formidable skills that he has as a warrior. He said that there is, and now that he has Narayan on his side, he says there is no warrior who can face Arjuna and counter him or even live. He says, oh Duryodhana, you should stay away from him. In the war, except for me and the preceptor, nobody will be able to combat Arjuna. As he described this, he felt his, the Kaurava warriors felt as if they were shorn of power. Duryodhana then kept talking and he asked him further, how long do you think it will take for you to finish off the whole army? So Bhishma said that, I'll fight diligently every day, exercising my full prowess. And he said, I can fight and destroy the whole army in 1 month. Then he turned to the other soldiers and he says, Kripa said it will also take me 1 month. And then he turned towards, Drona said 1 month. Then Kripacharya said, it'll take me 2 months. Then Ashwatthama was very bold. He said, it'll take me 10 days. And Karna, bolder still, he said, I can finish the whole army in just 5 days. So Bhishma snorted at him. And he said, words are cheap. O Karna, we have yet to see your prowess in action in the war. And Karna could barely control himself. So this is the background before the war started. So in the first day, Karna was not there. And although in the Bhagavad Gita at the start, when Duryodhana speaks, he mentions Karna's name. Bhavan, Bhishmascha, Karnascha. He mentions Karna's name because he's still thinking that although Karna is not in the war field, but Karna is still very much in his mind. And he knows Karna is on my side. So that's why he thinks about him and mentions him. Now after this, when the war started, Abhimanyu, using all his prowess, held Bhishma. And Bhishma, although he's fighting fiercely, but still he could not but feel joy and admiration and pride to see the heroism and the expertise of Arjuna's son. And as they kept fighting, then finally Shalya came to the assistance of Bhishma when Bhishma was temporarily overwhelmed. And then she turned towards, Abhimanyu started fighting with Shalya. And then Shweta came, Shweta was another Maharatha who came on the side of the Abhimanyu to assist. And then a general war broke out. And as Shweta and Shalya were fighting, so Shweta overpowered Shalya and he would almost have killed Shalya. At that time Bhishma again intervened. And then Bhishma and Shweta had a fierce fight. So on that day, Bhishma was just going around ravaging. Abhimanyu got caught in fighting with others. And then after a long fight, Bhishma finally used the Brahmastra and killed Shweta. Along with that, he killed another Maharatha and he killed thousands of soldiers. And so fierce was the assault throughout the day, so great were the damages throughout the day, and at the end of the day, when Shweta was killed, the Pandava forces were demoralized. In fact, so great was the demoralization of Yudhishthira especially, that when they assembled in the camp, at that time Yudhishthira told Krishna, there is no way we can fight against the grandsire. It is better that I renounce the kingdom and go to the forest and live as a mendicant, rather than offer all these great warriors and soldiers as sacrifices in the arrows, in the fire of the arrows of Bhishma. So as he lamented like this, Krishna went and put his hand on his shoulder and solaced him and encouraged him. Krishna knew that Yudhishthira had no intention of giving up the war now, but the day had been hard for them, and indeed Bhishma was very difficult to deal with. So he said, O king, do not lose morale and do not cause the morale of our forces to be lost by words like this. Wars are such that sometimes there is victory, sometimes there is defeat, and we need to plan how to deal with Bhishma. And he spoke softly and encouragingly, and the next day the war went on. So next day the Pandavas' fortunes were slightly better. And then as the battle went on, Bhishma kept fighting fiercely. Now Arjuna was supposed to fight against Bhishma, but Arjuna just did not have the heart. He just couldn't consider the idea of fighting against his grandsire. And even when he could confront, it was a half-hearted conflict, not a whole-hearted conflict. And especially like this, the war went on, and especially on the fourth day, Bhima and Duryodhana fought with each other. And they fought using arrows, and Bhima severely wounded Duryodhana. Then assisting Duryodhana was a whole elephant division. And that elephant division was also completely destroyed by Bhima single-handedly. And several brothers of Duryodhana came to assist him, and they were all killed by Bhima. And in this way, Duryodhana was severely wounded, not just physically, but also emotionally and egoistically. Physically definitely was wounded, but to be bested by his arch rival, that was a big blow to his ego. And his morale was also shaken because he saw an entire elephant division being killed, annihilated single-handedly by Bhima. He also saw several of his brothers being slaughtered by Bhima. And that evening he went to the camp where they would assemble at the end of the day to discuss that war, to review that day's war and to plan for the next day's strategy. So he, at that time Duryodhana turned to Bhishma and he said, "Now how is it that when we have such a powerful force with us, we have 11 Akshaunis, they have only 7. It's almost as if we outnumber them by 1 to 2. We have almost double the forces we have." He naturally wanted to exaggerate how much it was. Not exactly double, it was about 1.5, but we have nearly double forces. Now on top of that, we have warriors like yourself, Drona, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Shalya, Bahalika, Krutavarman. How is it possible that our army is facing defeats like this? So Bhishma was silent and grave. He said, "I have told you in the past. In fact, I have cried myself hoarse to tell you that as long as Keshava is on the side of the Pandavas, there was not, there is not, and there will not be any warrior who can fight and defeat the Kauravas, defeat the Pandavas. He is the greatest person. And it is because he is inside of the Pandavas that no matter how many warriors we have, we will be defeated." So although Bhishma had spoken this repeatedly in the past, but on this particular day, Duryodhana was, his response was muted. In the past, Duryodhana would just scowl and huff and push away any idea of Krishna's glory. Even after seeing Krishna's Virat Rupa also, he had just thought that this is just some magic, some mystic power, this exhibition. He had not taken it seriously. But seeing how the Pandavas were winning, he became subdued. And he asked, "Tell me more about Krishna." So normally devotees want to hear about Krishna, but this is one occasion when even a person of a demoniac mentality wanted to hear about Krishna. And then Bhishma's heart filled with joy at this opportunity to glorify Krishna. And he spoke enormously the glories of Krishna, how right from his childhood he had killed so many demons. And then he spoke something more. He said, "When my mother Ganga had taken me to the heavens, at that time the sages told me of an ancient story." He said that when the earth was burdened by various demons, at that time she, along with the devatas, went to Brahma, and Brahma along with her and the devatas went to the banks of the ocean in the celestial regions, and there he prayed to Vishnu, pleading for an incarnation to restore order in the world. And at that time it is told that the Lord would soon appear, and he would appear that person who was in the past, Narayan, and that person who was Nara, they will appear again. So he said that Narayan has now come as Krishna and Nara has come as Arjuna. They have defeated great demons in the past, and whenever they come, they are always successful. And he said that now also they have come to rid the world of the burden of the demons. And anyone who opposes them, they are of a demoniac mentality. And anyone who doesn't understand their glories, that is also because of their demoniac disposition. And he went so far to say that, O Duryodhana, because you do not accept Krishna's position, because you do not accept his will, I consider you to be a Rakshasa of evil mentality. Now, although this could have been taken as an insult by Duryodhana, the beating that he had received that day still kept him subdued. And he was thoughtful, and then he dismissed the assembly as he departed. And he started thinking, could Krishna really be God? He started thinking, no, but not possible. If you are God, how could God come in a human form? And even if he comes in a human form, why would he be against me? I'm not such a bad person. Of course, people think I am bad, but they all misunderstand me. Why would God fight against me? And as he thought like this, that night as he was sleeping, he decided that, as he was sleeping, he just bowed down to Krishna. He said, if he was God, there was no harm in bowing down to him. He did not want to bow down to his will. Just bowing down to him, maybe that would do no harm. Maybe it would bring me some good fortune to me also. So he felt, as he heard Krishna's glories and contemplated Krishna's glories, he felt a strange kind of peace overcoming him. A kind of peace that he had not felt for a long time. But his attachments were so strong that the attachments overcame his feelings about these feelings of submissiveness that were induced by hearing the glories of Krishna from Bhishma. And the next day he decided, hostilities will continue. We will fight. Now that the war has been started, there's no way we can stop. And of course Bhishma knew this, but still he had spoken because he naturally liked to glorify Krishna, because he hoped that somehow Duryodhana might see sense and this deadly carnage could be avoided. So he had spoken. So Bhishma knew that the war would have only one end, and that would be the end of all the Kaurava warriors and the victory of the Pandavas. Because Krishna was by their side. So what happened in the subsequent days of the war, we'll discuss in our next class. Thank you. Hare Krishna.